Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I discuss the stories that help us accomplish to be better artists as well as better art entrepreneurs. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I'm artist, art entrepreneur, and art coach or teacher.
Hello, listeners. This is episode 29 of Art Talk, and today's topic is failure versus courage. Ever tried? Ever failed? No matter. Try again. Fail again. Fail better. Samuel Beckett. And this is only part of the quote. The rest you will hear later. And yes, Samuel Beckett was a master in what he called failing. As artists, we all have these moments when things do not come out as we wish, as we feel stuck or have done something to our art that feels fail. But what does fail ever even mean? It looks all good on the outside. And I often get the comment that I know exactly what I do and that it all looks so good. But the truth won't be here. Behind a lot of the portraits are also a lot of failures. Wrong skin tint, wrong brushstroke, not exactly right placed. Something is off, but I can't see what it is. It happens to me too, and many artists. Recently, I read how an artist that I admire wrote that she picked up a self-portrait again after having it set aside for a while. She did this because it didn't feel good. There was something not right and she couldn't see it. And her advice was to put it away for a few weeks, look at it again, and you see more. Well, this is my approach too. I put it away, I pick it up after a while, and somehow you see it again. Failing can also be something that brings us to what I would call happy accident. Because you know what? That deep desire to always, every time, create the perfect painting becomes boring as hell. So why not go with the happy accident and leave it as is? We need the contrast. We need to fail better, to find ourselves and the art we create within, to have courage. There is a debilitating aspect when it comes to the feeling of failure, and it has such a negative connotation. It implies that there is such a thing as perfectionism. When you enter the realm of perfectionism, you will always fail. You beat yourself up, and the more you do that, the less acceptable your work will turn out. The expectations we set ourselves are often not fair. I'm a great fan of tennis and Roger Federer in particular. He has made tennis into a form of art. At one point he said that even if you want to play the perfect game, you do not always can. If you do not win that particular game, you have to learn to embrace adversity. You have to embrace the bad. Nadal, another favorite, put it differently. In the Wimbledon final of 2008, he said no matter if Federer won, he would not feel he had lost. Guess what? He won the match. So what does it have in common with us as artists? Art is a high-performing skill, and in your mind's eye, you see exactly how you want the painting to come out. But then it doesn't. It squeezes out the joy, the fun, and the act of painting. So what to do about it? Embrace the adversity. See the happy accident. Leave it for a while and set up another painting where you go wild and tell yourself, even when the painting hasn't become what I wanted it to be, next time I will fail harder. Or, to use Nadal's words, I will not feel as if I have lost. I do it again and again and again. So when you come there, where I started with the quote of Beckett, I can give you the other part of that quote. You won't believe what you can accomplish by tempting the impossible with the courage to repeatedly fail better. And I would say, have that courage. Please share this with those artists you think need this. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask them. Next week, episode of Art Talk skips because I'm in the midst of a house move. So the week after that, I'll be back. Thank you all for listening. And you can find me on karenmerix.co.uk, Instagram Karen Merix Fine Art, or Facebook Karen Merix Fine Art. Bye. I wish you a very peaceful and productive week. And remember, art is the cradle of your soul. Take care.